Hello, Pastor Brandon here. It is Wednesday, January 6, 2021. And here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him. As we continue to seek after Him together through His Word as a family of families. Today we're going to be reading Psalm 5, 1 through 12, 1 Chronicles 6, 31 to 81, and Acts 10, 24 through 33. We're going to be starting with Psalm chapter 5, verse 1 through 12. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because my enemies make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destructive. Their throat is an open grave. They flutter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels because of the abundance of their transgressions. Cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. 1 Chronicles 6, verse 31 through 81. These are the men who David put in charge of the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they performed their services according to their order. These are the men who served, and their sons, of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman, the singer, the son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Echanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliah, son of Toa, son of Zuf, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Asur, son of Ibbiasaph, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel, and his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, namely Asaph, the son of Berechai, son of Shema, son of Michael, son of Basiah, son of Shajah, son of Ethni, son of Zerah, son of Adiah, son of Ethan, son of Zimah, son of Shemi, son of Jahath, son of Gershon, son of Levi. On the left hand were their brothers, the sons of Merari, Ethan, the son of Kishai, son of Abdi, son of Maluk, son of Hashabai, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzi, son of Bani, son of Shemer, son of Mali, son of Mushi, son of Merai, son of Levi. And their brothers, the Levites, were appointed for all the services of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons made offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishu his son, Buki his son, Uzziah his son, Zeruiah his son, Merioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Imaz his son. These are their dwelling places according to their settlements within their borders, the sons of Aaron of the clans of the Kohathites, for theirs was the first lot. To them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of refuge: Hebron, Libnah with its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtomiah with its pasture lands, Lean with its pasture lands, Debir with its pasture lands, Ashan with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon, Geba with its pasture lands, Alameth with its pasture lands, and Anahoth with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their clans were 13. To the rest of the Kohathites were given by lot out of the clan of the tribe, out of the half tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 cities. To the Gershonites, according to their clans, were allotted 13 cities out of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh, and Bashan. To the Merarites, according to their clans, were allotted 12 cities out of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. They gave by lot of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin these cities that are mentioned by name. And some of the clans of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory out of the tribe of Ephraim. They were given the cities of refuge: Shechem with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth Horon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, and out of that half tribe of Manasseh, Anir with its pasture lands, and Bileam with its pasture lands, for the rest of the clans of the Kohathites. To the Gershonites were given out of the clan of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth with its pasture lands, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its pasture lands, Dabereth with its pasture lands, Ramoth with its pasture lands, and Anim with its pasture lands. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hukok with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Hamon with its pasture lands, and Kirathaim with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Merarites, there were allotted out of the tribes of Zebulun, Rimmon with its pasture lands, Tabor with its pasture lands, and beyond the Jordan at Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Beazir in the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jazah with its pasture lands, Kidemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephat with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazir with its pasture lands. Acts chapter 10, verse 24 through 33. And on the following day, they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered. And he said to them, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. I asked then why you sent for me." And Cornelius said, "Four days ago, about this hour, I was praying in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea. So I sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now, therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.